This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Tesla reports its latest quarterly earnings this week, Wednesday. People will be paying extra close attention this time because if the electric car maker reports a profit for the quarter, it could be eligible to join the S&P 500. That's the stock market index of 500 of the largest companies traded in the U.S. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what exactly a company gets from joining that club.
Really, it's about investment. People have poured billions of dollars into funds that simply buy shares in whatever companies are in the S&P 500. These are known as index funds and exchange-traded funds.
So if Tesla's added, they have to buy Tesla stock.
Evan Raleigh is a professor at the University of Minnesota. That can boost stock prices, which makes the company's shareholders happy. It also means that those funds would have to buy any new stock the company issues. That could help the company raise cash, says Anil Shivdasani at the University of North Carolina.
This could be something that proves to be important for a company like Tesla that, you know, by its very nature, is a very capital-intensive business.
The big institutional investors behind those S&P 500 index funds would also own a bigger share of the company. Shivdasani says that could give them more incentive to try and influence company policy.
Institutional investors have become increasingly vocal, proactive.
Especially, he says, on environmental and social issues. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.